from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, indeed. And hi, how are you? Happy Tuesday to you on this 24th day of April, year of our Lord, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and it's kind of an odd day today. The president, most of the news this morning was all about the president and the French president meeting at the White House. They had the big pomp and circumstance ceremony on the South Lawn, and then they had a sit down in the Oval Office, and then they came out into the East Room and took questions from the media. And then tonight there's a state dinner, or was that last night? I don't remember. It's all about the French president being in the United States, and about they're talking about Iran because the French president wants us to stay in the Iranian deal, and President Trump doesn't, and well, at least has problems with a lot of it. So it's North Korea, the European Union, and so it's so they'll have their meetings and live rather large, and then everybody will go back to where they came from, and then Angela Merkel comes into town a couple of days from now. So a lot of foreign policy, a lot of foreign visitors, all that sort of stuff. So that's going on, but meantime, before we get into some of the other news of the day, so at the news conference in the East Room, the media is asking President Trump and President Macron all these various questions, and one of them came up about Ronnie Jackson. You go, who? Ronnie Jackson, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, ring a bell? This is the doctor that gave President Trump his physical, and also was the doctor who gave Barack Obama his physicals when he was president. I'm not sure if he goes, I think he may go back to George W. So he does. All right. So he's been around as the White House doctor for quite a long time. So after the big physical, and President Trump says, come over to the White House press room and stand there and take 45 minutes worth of questions about what great health I'm in. So he does this whole glowing report about how President Trump was in great health and everything was great and everything was wonderful. And shortly thereafter, Trump dumps the VA chief, the Veterans Administration guy that he had put in place as the cabinet officer, and nominates Dr. Ronnie Jackson. And a month ago, whatever it was, and I remember at the time going, what? This guy's a medical doctor. What does he know about running a huge government agency? Well, I don't know. He's an admiral. So I'm not quite sure what that means in the medical service corps, medical corps. But so earlier today, the buzz was all over the place. You couldn't pick up any form of media, television, radio, internet, print, wherever you wanted to go. And the story is that the Veterans Affairs Committee in the Senate, who is the one who has to vote on whether to recommend him to the Senate, has to go through their vetting. And they are apparently saying that they are going to hold back on approving his nomination until they get more information. They're examining, this is right out of the New York Times, or you can get it out of Hot Air, you can get it out of almost any place, they're examining what whistleblowers have said is that Ronnie Jackson ran a hostile work environment and he drinks too much on the job. So these allegations, which have been apparently under investigation since last week, the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee postponed Dr. Jackson's confirmation hearing planned for tomorrow, as they're looking around at this guy and going, we need to get more information about these allegations. All right, so those are the allegations. They're out there. I'm not the one releasing this information. But if it is not true, if this is a political attack, if this is a political assassination, if this is some sort of political hijinks to get President Trump's a VA pick confirmed, and it's not true, where does Dr. Jackson get his reputation back? I mean, we don't even know. We don't know who these whistleblowers are. We don't know. There's no independent reporting on this. So the allegations were made directly to the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. And they say he oversaw a hostile work environment as the White House physician and also allowed the overprescribing of drugs. People familiar with the allegations declined to offer precise details, but said that they suggest a pattern of behavior, not just one or two isolated incidents. So the committee postponed the hearing for tomorrow. So the committee has sent a letter over to the White House asking for any and all communications between the Defense Department, the White House Military Office, and the White House Medical Unit regarding allegations or incidents involving Dr. Jackson going back to 2006. He's a rear admiral in the Navy, White House physician. You would think that they would not put somebody in that assignment of being the physician to the president unless somebody was already pretty thoroughly scrubbed years ago. My only question about him was simply, this is a medical doctor. I mean, he does have the White House medical office, which I don't know how many people work there. Five? I don't know. What's a doctor's office? How many people do they employ? It's essentially what it is. It's a doctor's office in the White House. So, or over at Bethesda, wherever they keep it. But it can't be a giant, big operation. He was in the battlefield. He was deployed as an emergency medicine physician to Iraq during the Iraq War. So I don't know where this is coming from, but if this is political hijinks, I don't know where Dr. Jackson goes. I don't know where he goes and to get back that reputation. Allows overprescribing of medications, drinks too much on the job. Toxic work environment. What if it's all just we don't know. So I'm putting caveats all over this. So it was brought up at this press conference where the president of France and President Trump were in the East Room and they're taking questions. And along came this question asking the President Trump about the nomination of Dr. Ronnie Jackson.
I said to Dr. Jackson, what do you need it for? So we'll see what happens. I don't want to put a man through, who's not a political person, I don't want to put a man through a process like this. It's too ugly and too disgusting. So we'll see what happens. He'll make a decision.
So are you saying, Mr. President, that you will stand behind him?
I would definitely stand behind him. He's a fine man. I'll always stand behind him. I'd let it be his choice.
I would let it be his choice. What do you need it for? He's not a political person. Why would you go through that horrible process? Well, last time I checked, I think you offered him the job. And I don't know who vetted him. I don't know. It was shortly after he had the physical, and all of a sudden he comes out and he fires David Shulkin and says, I'm nominating Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the guy that just gave me the physical. So at that particular time, Dr. Jackson, I mean, he must have sat and thought about this, don't you think, and said, wait a minute, I do emergency medicine. Let me give you a size and scope of the Veterans Administration. 150 VA hospitals, 820 VA community-based clinics, 300 VA vet centers, 5.6 million patients a year, 9 million people enrolled in the VA healthcare system, 7 million life insurance policies supervised and administered by the VA, 2 million active VA home loan participants, 4 million veterans receiving VA disability compensation. I mean, you get the idea. This thing is a monster. The budget is $165 billion. So it's 4% of the federal budget. There are 21 million veterans out there. And this guy has run a medical office of maybe five people. So I don't know if he's qualified, but that's the president's pick, and the president gets to get whoever he or whatever he. Why don't they? I know they got to go through Senate confirmation, but I mean, should be able to give him the picks that he wants. But now it sounds like to me he's backing off this big time, saying, "What do you need it for? Why go through this process? You're not a political person." It's terrible. It's horrible. Why go through all of it? But I'll leave the decision up to him. If that isn't a knife in the back of Ronnie Jackson, it sure seems like one, saying, don't do this. You don't want to do this. Back out of this so I don't have to do something to make you go away. But I don't know if he's, I don't know what's going on. It just seems like who vetted him? Nobody. And how does Dr. Jackson, if all of this is a political hijinks, how does he get his reputation back? Phone number here is 855-295-6600. What do you think's going on here? All of a sudden, President Trump is, what do you need it for? 855-295-6600. Short break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
So the reason I tell you about this, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, is it was going on. First of all, it came up during the news conference. But let me go back to, if you will, remember the campaign appearances made by candidate Donald Trump. Time after time after time, probably it was one of the most important promises that he made in his quest to be elected. And that was that he vowed to reform and modernize and fix the quagmire at the Veterans Administration. He said endless numbers of times about how important our veterans are and how important it was to fix the VA. So he keeps the guy that was there before, David Shulkin. And then he gets, I don't know, he just didn't think he was doing a good enough job. So he turns around and he says, the doctor that gave me a physical is going to run this mammoth agency, 400,000 employees. And yet this was by far, I think, one of the biggest promises he made that was as important to his success as any of the promises was, I am going to fix the broken VA. So I ask you, is anybody serious about fixing it? Because Shulkin did nothing, and as a result of that, got fired. Now he picks this doctor without, I don't know if anybody vetted him or not, and I don't know whether these are true accusations or whether this is some sort of a political ambush of some kind. But it makes me wonder about, you can't just shut it down, but there's part of me that says just get rid of the VA. and give the veterans their benefits and in the private sector. But you can't just do that. And they got all these hospitals and outpatient clinic centers and everything else. But when you look at all the things that they're running, they've got a big financial operation there, too. They've got all these veterans' pensions. They got VA home loans. They've got disability compensation. They've got education beneficiaries. They've got a lot besides the healthcare system. To me, I go, take the VA and just give every veteran out there who qualifies for VA benefits, give them a card. Just like you, most of you carry in your wallet right now is some sort of insurance card, and it's from the VA, but you just privatize the whole kit and caboodle. Because I don't see anybody fixing this thing. And quite bluntly, I don't think Donald Trump, if this was one of his most important promises, why would you put some guy who's a medical doctor who has a staff of five people in charge of this mammoth government agency? He's never run anything like it ever before. And I don't know what all these accusations are about, whether it's because people are going, this guy's way over his head. We cannot have him go in there and take over the VA. Do you want to scrap the VA? Because, I mean, I'm sorry, Trumpsters, but I mean, I don't see, for such a huge promise that he repeated over and over and over and over and over in his campaign appearances about how important the VA was and how he was going to fix it. Is this what you call fixing the VA? And if this is what the idea is to fix it, they're a long way from home. I don't see it. It seems like they're still playing around with it. So what should they do? They could scrap the healthcare system and give all the veterans that qualify, like I said, a private card, health insurance card. And then the rest of it, there's all kinds of other government agencies, the VA home loan participants. Put them under Treasury Department, Commerce Department, VA pensions, put them under the same department that handles government employee pensions. The education beneficiaries, put them under the education department. I mean, it just seems like at this point, the Veterans Administration is not only not fixed, but it doesn't look like it's ever going to get fixed. So are you up for scrapping something like this, or is it just... I think it's doable, because I don't see continuing down the course. Nobody seems to be really, really serious about fixing it. Everybody says, I'm going to. Everybody, every president says that, and nothing happens. Phone number is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. You can also find the number on my website, TomSullivan.com.
He likes it when you talk back. Tom Sullivan.
Yes, I do. And so we're talking about Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who all of a sudden is in the news today. The Senate committee that needs to vet him and before they vote for him to be the new Secretary of the Veterans Administration has said, wait a minute. We're getting some information from some whistleblowers that we need to figure out before we confirm Dr. Jackson. And let me go back and tell you, Dr. Jackson graduated from med school in 1995, went right into the Navy. He did his internship at the Naval Medical Center in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. He returned to the Portsmouth Naval Medical Center to get his residency in emergency medicine. He finished at the top of his class and received the honor graduate designation. So he's a smart guy, the top of his class. He was, like I said, he went to Iraq. But this guy's background is medicine. That's what he does. He's a hands-on doctor. And emergency medical specialty. So that's what Dr. Jackson does. The guy that they fired, David Shulkin, was appointed the Undersecretary for Veterans Affairs by President Obama. President Trump kept him, then named him Secretary of the VA. Shulkin's career is totally different. He is a medical doctor, but he specialized in healthcare management. And he served as the chief executive officer of the Beth Israel Medical Center in New York City. He also served as president of the Morristown Medical Center, president of Atlantic Health Systems. He's a health manager. And he couldn't get the job done to the satisfaction of President Trump. And Ronnie Jackson is an emergency medical doctor, which I would love to have him by my side if I was in an emergency, but I don't know if he knows how to run a major organization. Charles in Maryland. Charles, thank you for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi, Tom. Good to talk to you.
Likewise.
Go all the way back to Sacramento. I personally think you're selling this this doctor a little short, too. Obviously, there was a problem with the previous guy who was running the VA. I mean, people were dying. I also attend what Trump does as far as no smart manager, in my opinion, comes in and blasts everybody out. You have to be able to understand where the problems are before you start applying fixes.
Right. And let me clarify. Shulkin came in after all the scandal. He was the guy to come in and fix things. So he wasn't part of the scandal. He was the fixer and apparently did not fix it to President Trump's satisfaction. So he bounces him out.
There's something about him he didn't like. And as far as vetting, this new guy, Rapper, I believe you said his name is, do you not think that the Secret Service has not vetted this guy? No one can get next to the president, let alone put drugs on him and stuff like that, without being a complete vetting. And I think it's honorable for Trump to give the guy out. Because I passed my is nothing rosy white. And I would not want to go through the political process of having people hate me and running him through that bill. And I honestly, in my honest opinion, is give the guy a chance. He might be exactly what's needed in there.
Maybe.
One of the best managers I ever had in my life. He had never managed a service department at an alarm company I worked for. And he went and told the city manager, I want to give everybody, we had 10% raises. And he increased revenue. And he had never managed any type of service department like that ever. But he had things set in his head, and he did it.
So he's a natural. Yeah, there are natural born leaders out there, and they're far and few between. But I would think that Dr. Jackson, Admiral Jackson, has been around government long enough to where I'm sure he probably looked at this and said, I'm going to have to go through all this nomination process. Do I have any enemies out there? So I don't know if these are legitimate enemies or whether they are just people that are attack dogs to try and upset whatever is going on in the Trump administration.
Well,
and if so, shame on them.
The Secret Service, you know they vetted him. And obviously, in my opinion, a big shakeup needs to happen, and I think this would be a great shakeup.
So you say, Dr. Jackson, go for it. You want him to go for it.
Yeah, I'd like to see him go for it. It can't be any worse than the people dying waiting for coverage. I say go for it.
All right. Okay. Got you in that column. Charles, thank you. I appreciate your call. Let's get Frank in here, who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Frank. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My point is that this guy's such a bum. How did he last so long in there?
I don't know.
You know,
and like the previous caller, like the previous caller said, they, I'm sure, made sure that he wasn't some crackpot that was they were going to let deal with President Obama and President Trump physically. I mean, I don't know about these accusations. We have no proof of anything other than they are unnamed whistleblowers that the Senate says that they are allegations. But that's it. Where does this guy, at this point, he may want to go forward to prove that, wait a minute, go ahead, try and vet me on these allegations. If they're not true, he's got to go forward. He has to.
Sure. Yeah, well, they've accused everybody he's appointed so far of something, everybody.
Right, right.
So they're trying to disrupt this guy. And, you know, just people talking about the VA, I've been using the VA for about 14 or 15 years. I've had great service. Never had a problem.
You know it varies. I mean, I talk to people all over the country that some people say it's great. Some people say it's the worst thing ever. So, well, if you've had great service, then you're probably not for tearing it up and just giving you a private card and say, here, go where you want. Or are you?
Well, I'm on Social Security too, so I could do that. But I like the VA. And every time I go in there, if you have an appointment at 2 o'clock, you're there in there at 2 o'clock. Never had to wait. And I'm sure there's other places that it's not so good, but you know they need to fix it. They don't need to just tear it up.
Well, that's the thing. The president made this a huge part of his promises during the campaign. He was going to finally give the veterans first-class service. Whether that means in the VA or outside, I don't know. But I'm looking at this and going, the first guy didn't work out. Then you got this guy, and they're throwing bombs at him. What do you want him to do? You want him, Dr. Jackson, to keep going and try and get the position?
Sure. Yeah, if he wants it. And, give the guy a chance. He could put anybody in there in the world. Didn't make any difference who he's put in. They're gonna go after him and make up a lot of stuff. And he wouldn't have anybody in his cabinet
give you some pause that this guy is an emergency medical doctor and has never run anything of size?
Probably that could be an issue, but. Like the other guy ahead of me said, hey, the guy's an admiral. Okay, you don't get to be an admiral by, not knowing and not being a smart person. So
right, right.
Maybe they just need an outside guy that's got a medical background and give him a shot at it.
Well, Dr. Shulkin was a doctor, but he specialized in managing hospitals. This guy is... your doctor who specializes in fixing people. All right, I got to hit the break, but Frank, thank you. I appreciate the call. 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
Unpredictable, unprecedented, undeniably. Tom Sullivan.
So the confirmation of Dr. Ronnie Jackson to be the next head of the VA has got problems. And the question is, are they legitimate or are they not? We don't know. But Dr. Jackson has been given a big, big opportunity to back out by President Trump today at the news conference with the president from France saying basically who wants to go through this? Who needs to? It's ugly. It's nasty. So should he go through with it? You can follow me on Twitter, the address at Sullivan Radio. Tomas Palermo says, we have had over 2 years of anonymous leakers trying to destroy Trump. I assume the allegations about Trump's VA nominees are the same old garbage. Sean Hammy says, hi, Tom. I just like to remind listeners, Trump has hired and fired many of his top cabinet people because he didn't vet them. Tillerson, Hicks, Spicer, Scaramucci, Porter, Flynn, Bannon, Gorka, Cohn, McMaster, shouldn't they be vetted from now on? I think they are vetted. They just don't see eye to eye. I think that's all it is. Rod says, I'm with your caller. I'm willing to give him a chance. Buzz in Nevada City, California. Hello, Buzz.
Hello, Tom.
Hi.
Thank you for my call.
You bet.
I told your screener that I'm a retired military, lieutenant colonel in the Marines. My specialty was a pilot, but I did many other things, including lead control, you know, the activities of our organizations.
Right.
And for a person of this rank, he would have to have personnel management skills that would allow him to be raised to that level. Even though he's a specialist as a surgeon, he has to have personal training and experience in dealing with people. And maybe that's what we need, is someone that can deal with people and not try to fix a problem that they may have preconceived notions about.
Now I'm going to tease you a little bit, but there's a lot of truth in this, and you know it, is that I spent some years in Uncle Sam's Army, so I wasn't in your Marine Corps or the U.S. Navy where Dr. Jackson served, but doctors and pilots are treated, in my observation, different than everybody else because of the special skills you have to have as a pilot or as a doctor. Agree?
Well, the Marine Corps believes in an air ground team, and you've got pilots, but they also make the pilots go serve in the ground forces to learn what goes on the other side.
Oh,
so you're
good.
Not just a pilot
good.
For your whole career. You're doing you're doing both sides of the fence.
Okay.
And you learn how to deal and manage troops when you're down at that other level.
Sure.
So I think a gentleman like this, I think he's probably, to be at that rank level, he's had personal experience, and I think we ought to at least give him a shot at it.
Give him a shot. I was looking at his background, though, and like I said, Dr. Shulkin, was a manager. That's what he did. He was a physician, but he was, I don't know if he ever touched anybody. I think he basically ran medical operations, big ones. But Jackson seems like your full-fledged card-carrying emergency medical physician. That's what he did. He did deploy to Iraq. So I don't know what his rank was then, but if he's a rear admiral now, he was probably up there, maybe a captain. So you're right. He would have been in an administrative position.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so give him a chance.
You know, Trump was a construction manager in New York City and learned how to deal with people.
Right.
And we elected him to run the country because we were tired of people that were trained to do it. I think we ought to give a tactical guy an operational chance.
So that may be exactly what the way Donald Trump was thinking too. Say, let me get a tactical guy. What do you make of these pretty dicey attacks on him personally? We don't know who these attacks are coming from. They're whistleblowers. I'm sure they're going to check him out if he wants to go forward. But you're encouraging him to go forward. He knows.
Well, you know, it's his personal career call, and there, when you make rank like that, you're always going to step on somebody's foot.
Yeah.
Somebody's not going to get promoted because you did. So, you know, I think, like the one gentleman said, he's been vetted from a security point of view and other things by the Secret Service. And, you know, if there was anything in his closet that would have shown up, I'm sure it would have been addressed at that point.
I wouldn't think you would get to be the White House physician if there was a problem, as far as that goes. Yeah.
I can't imagine him even getting through the front door with anything bad about it. So,
you're talking me into it.
What do you call it, fake news?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, give him a chance. You know, we've been hearing a lot about fake news. And again, you know, the military is no different from any other business. You have personalities involved. And having people come up with stuff being, you know, where they're whistleblowing and not really identifying who they are, I would give the guy a chance, and if he screws up, he screws up, and he's gone. You know, and it's his reputation that he's got to live with.
All right, another one for put the doctor in the job. Buzz, thank you, and thank you for your service too. I appreciate your call very much. There's Gino in Reno. Hello, Gino. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, Tom. How are you this Tuesday?
Doing great. What do you want to do with this doctor?
Better than the doctors do. And I think, you know, when you get one of the two dicks of the Senate, Durbin or Blumenthal, you know, Blumenthal goes after him. Isn't Blumenthal the guy who said, oh, back in the days when I was in Vietnam,
he'd
never been in Vietnam.
Yeah. No, he lied. You know, he lied about his service, yes. He never stepped foot in Vietnam, but
Trump.
He pretended he did, yes.
Yeah, He's pushing this because he despises Trump. So he just wants to throw mud. That's all this is. I think that this is a perfect choice for Trump because Trump said our fighting men, our veterans deserve the best care possible. And what more symbolic care can you say? The guy who's in charge of the VA was the physician to presidents. You are going to get the same care presidents did. You can find guys who are bean counters and push papers everywhere. But in terms of a figurehead for reform, the face of change, Dr. Jackson's the guy, and I think Trump's brilliant for doing this. And he's going to get, because he's Trump, he's going to get everybody on his case about it. And let's be honest, how many people voted for Trump because they are can-do people, they survive, they get by every day doing their things. They may not have all the things in terms of running corporate this or that, but let's go back to schools. Remember when schools were run by teachers instead of professional educators and administrators? I just think America is ready for people who actually can do. And that's why Trump, the guy who couldn't get a vote, he wasn't even elected dog catcher, now he's the president.
Yep. Yep. Well said. All right. Gino, thank you. Add you to the list. I think we got 1,000% of our sample. Said, give Dr. Jackson the chance. We'll see what he does. Be right back.